Hi, I'm Freya. I'm learning English as a second language. I will talk about my past, present, and future journey as an English language learner. I'm a Chinese, so I speak Mandarin in my home country. Our education is very good. There are all kinds of courses, and there are all kinds of clubs to join. Teachers are responsible. They care about students and help students to learn many new things. School is an important part of the culture because the teachers teach the students there so that the culture can be passed down and spread. I think speaking, reading, and writing are all very important. Speaking is used to communicate with people and exchange ideas with each other. Reading is a quick way to get knowledge. Writing is for recording ideas. The knowledge I learned before I came to Canada helped me to learn more English, so I didn't feel nervous when I first came to Canada. It was like an adventure for me because the language, the environment, and the food are totally different from my country. This was a strange country for me, but I didn't feel nervous. I feel happy to come here for studying. Before I came here, I learned English, knew some daily conversations, and have some writing skills. My first day of school in Canada was very relaxing. The course was easy, and I got to know my first friend in Canada. After going through these things, I became more active and brave. My speaking skills are improving and made many new friends. Also, my friends always help me to learn English. For present, it feels like playing an adventure game because ESL has 5 levels. We learn at each level and prepare for finishing the last level. I really enjoyed this experience. Now, I'm studying in ESL EO. In these courses, I'm not only learned a lot of knowledge about English, but also meet friends from different countries. At first, I was timid and didn't dare to speak in English with people around me. Then the more friends I knew, the more confident I am. The obstacle I had to overcome is all things have to be communicated in English in Canada. At first, I couldn't get used to it. I could not understand what people are saying. I can understand now. The easiest thing for me is reading. I know a lot of words, so reading is simpler for me than speaking and writing. I feel that I have made great progress. First of all, my speaking skills has improved. My friends think so. At first, they couldn't understand what I was talking about, and I wouldn't express what I wanted to say. But later, it was easier for me to communicate with my friends. Secondly, my writing has also improved. When I first came to Canada, I always wrote fragments. Now, I can not only write complete sentence, but I can also write an essay. Everyone here is communicating in English, so my listening skills has improved a lot. In this all-English speaking environment, I have improved my all skills by a lot of reading and speaking. Although my speaking skills has improved, it is not enough. I want to be as clean as the teachers and the friends around me. Because I want to study business in the future, this requires excellent communication skills. And the most important thing is that I hope I can communicate with my friends more clearly. This course is like the final boss in an adventure game. After finishing this level, I can go to regular English courses. For the future, in the next semester, I'm going to regular English course. The friends around me said that this course is very difficult, and they have to read many famous books. I'm nervous and afraid that I couldn't understand what teachers are saying in this course. I'm also worried that the homework is very difficult. I couldn't finish it, that I couldn't pass the course. The one exciting thing is that I have a friend who is going to take this course with me. We can help each other and finish this course together. I think the most challenging thing is to read some famous books like Shakespeare. Everyone said that it is very difficult. After reading, I would write an essay. I'm more worried. I would not understand this book, so I would read some books for practicing, supplement my vocabulary, and write more articles to improve my writing skills. I want to get 70% marks in the regular English courses, or just pass these courses. When I leave my high school, I want to go to university in Toronto. I like Toronto because there are a lot of opportunities for studying business. After 1 year, after grade 11 university English and grade 12 university English, my English would improve a lot in reading, speaking, and writing. There should be no problem like to write an article and listen to teacher and my friends. In my future, I want to be a businessman, so speaking, writing, and reading will be used. Speaking is to communicate with my partners. Reading is for reading documents. Writing is for writing documents. After 5 years, I should have finished my university. My English should be very different from now. My English may be as good as my teacher. It is a big challenge that finish studying in university here. I have to study hard for graduating. Therefore, my English skills must be excellent. I feel that I have to read many articles, write more many words, and write many articles every day. In nowadays, everything develops very quickly, so if a person does not improve, after comparing with the thing around him, it seems a regress. I need to have progress in order to avoid regress. I need to read more books, write more articles. Based on this, my English would get better and better. I'm learning ESL as a second language. My learning does not end when I leave ESLEO. I believe that I can make great progress so that my second language can be as perfect as my first language.